Let's talk about the passing of a musical legend.
You know, we came back from Christmas break. I thought one of the best things I saw over the break was the Paul Anka documentary that's on HBO, which I highly recommend you watch. It's really good. He's still performing at the age of 84. Well, we just lost a very similar legend at the age of 86. We mentioned it yesterday in Muse in the News. Neil Sedaka passed away, and he had a very similar career to Paul Anka. He, too, started at a very young age. He was playing piano at a really high level and started writing songs at the age of 9. He went to Juilliard Prep School as he grew up in Brooklyn. He, at the age of 13, became friends with a guy by the name of Howard Greenfield, and they started writing songs together. And as teenagers, they started having hits. This was one of Neil Sedaka's first hits in 1959. That old sound that, yeah, you know, reminds you of the late 50s or early 60s. This is "Oh Carol" that hit number 9 in 1959. So I think he's 18 at this point, and he and Greenfield are writing songs. Then he follows it up with this one in 1960.
I don't remember this one.
It's called Stairway to Heaven. This was the first Stairway to Heaven in 1960. He made it to number 9 on the chart, just like O'Carroll did in 1959. Then he came out with this one. This got him into the top 5. In 1961, he came up with Calendar Girl. Okay, sorry, this is breaking up hard to do. Don't take your love. This was actually 62. This was his first number one hit. Calendar Girl came out in 61. That got to number 4. And we knew about Calendar Girl because that became a Purina Cat Chow commercial in the 70s. January, chow, 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 chow. And, okay, so he's rolling right now. He's also writing songs for other people. I kind of heard of Connie Francis. She had a couple of big hits in the late 50s. This was one of them, written by Neil Sedaka. Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy. I'd like to clip your wings so you can fly. I'm in love and it's a crying shame. And I know that you're the one to blame. Stupid Cupid. I've heard it before, not real familiar with it, but it was a hit. Got her into the top 20 again, and that was in the late 50s. So he's writing for himself, he's writing for other people, he's rolling. He is one of the biggest names, just like Paul Anka, late 50s, early 60s. And then this happened. What you're going to hear is part of a report from the CBS Sunday Morning Show, feature done by David Pogue, and the first voice you'll hear is actually Neil Sedaka in concert telling the story about what happened to him and his career in the early 1960s.
In 1963, a new group came out. They were called the Beatles.
Sedaka's brand of bouncy pop quickly fell out of favor. He'd become a has-been at age 24. For 13 years, he was mostly forgotten.
I had 13 years of being off the chart, no plays, nothing.
And then, one night at a party in England, he met a fellow musician named Elton John.
He said, you know, I could make you a star again.
In 1974, Elton John's record company released a new album called Sedaka's Back. That record included his first number one hit in 12 years. But even that song wasn't as big a hit as this one, recorded by Captain and Tennille.
Look at my heart and that love, keep us together.
I went from making $50,000 a year in 1974 to $6 million a year in 1975 with one record, one LP, and one song.
That's a pretty good trick, isn't
wow.
it? 15 years later, after being the biggest thing in music, basically going away, has this meeting with Elton John. Elton John gets behind this record. He puts it out. Remember how big Laughter in the Rain was? That was a huge song. That was
It's a great song.
A great song, and really just, you know, kind of helps tell the story of the 70s. Always liked that song. Listen to a little bit of here. He's a great piano player, too.
Almost be a woman singing.
You know, when I was a kid, I thought this was a woman the first couple times I heard it. What a great voice, though. It's just so cool that he could go to that range. So as big as that song was, if you weren't around, I almost can't describe how big Love Will Keep Us Together was by Captain and Tennille.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote this song, gave it to them, and they took it to number one. So that's an amazing thing. From 1962 all the way to 1976, and he has another number one hit with this song, just performed by Captain and Tennille. When I was a kid, I loved this song, and I thought the captain was like the coolest guy.
Was he an actual ship's captain? What he
no,
wore that hat?
He used to be with the Beach Boys, and I think he was playing that up. That hey, I used to be a Beach Boy thing, and yeah. And isn't it funny? We were just talking about Yacht Rock after Ticket Stock. That was our theme with the Time Wasters. Yacht Rock has seen a resurgence. A lot of these Yacht Rock songs you hear were written by Neil Sedaka. He wrote for the Carpenters, Andy Williams. He wrote or co-wrote over 500 songs.
It's like Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
So prolific. He had that relationship with Elton John, Rocket Records, and then he left them. They kind of had a falling out, but apparently they got back together and they were friends in the end. But it's amazing. Just like Paul Anka, I thought, oh yeah, Paul Anka, Neil Sedaka, I used to get him confused a little bit. The names sounded alike, and I just looked at him as, okay, yeah, they were around early 60s, had a few hits in the 70s. Man, those are two of the biggest contributors to whatever our music scene is now. Those two help get us to where we are now in music, whatever you like. And you may dismiss the yacht songs from the 70s or the bebop stuff from the late 50s or early 60s, but both of these guys have contributed. Anka is still going, and Sedaka was really in great health. They say that was really surprising, even at the age of 86, that he just took ill and all of a sudden he was gone. Man, we lost a guy who was one of the greatest songwriters of all time.
Yes. I found it interesting that he just so casually offered that he made $6 million that year. You don't really hear artists talking that openly about what they make every year.
And I bet, you know, in 1974, as he said, he was making $50,000. That wasn't bad for 1974. But then all of a sudden, with just that one song, coming back with Laughter in the Rain, which was a hit for him, and then Love Will Keep Us Together, and the way that song skyrocketed, all of a sudden he's making $6 million. And it's pretty incredible. He kept touring, he kept recording, he kept writing all the way up through the aughts, and even I think he kind of retired around 2016 or something like that. But that is a long, long career and one of the greatest music careers of all time. And I'm sorry if I ever dismiss Paul Anka or Neil Sedaka. Before you just dismiss someone as, oh yeah, some old dude used to write a bunch of hits, man, they had something, and whatever we have now in music, whether it's funk or pop or country, these guys helped lead the way with that, with what they were writing back in the late 50s and 60s and for the rest of their lives.
Very true. By the way, Tony Tennille still alive at 85.
Wow, she's that old. I didn't realize that.
There's a picture of her with Paul Schaefer for some reason.
Yeah.
But the captain passed in 2019.
Yeah.
Daryl Dragon.
I remember that.